South Africa's Louis Washkansky was the world's first heart transplant patient. He died of pneumonia 18 days after his operation in December 1967 because drugs used to prevent organ rejection also suppressed his body's ability to fight infection. Organ transplants did not become routine until the 1980s with the approval of a new drug, cyclosporin, which prevented rejection without destroying the body's resistance to infection. But anti-rejection medications have had serious side effects and must be taken for life. Today, Christopher McMahon takes no medications, 4 years after his kidney transplant.
It's been just a blessing. I just love it, not having to get up in the morning, have my daily regimen of medication.
Eliminating the daily dose of medications involves transplanting not only the kidney, but also the donor's bone marrow, which helps the recipient develop a compatible immune system. Dr. David Sachs is a physician at Massachusetts General Hospital.
We essentially fool the immune system into thinking that the donor's organ is part of one's own body.
The patient, however, must first undergo radiation and chemotherapy to weaken the original immune system, an exhausting experience.
It was obviously a tough and difficult process, but, I mean, the rewards were so great that it kept me going.
Jennifer Searle is another one of 10 kidney transplant patients to successfully undergo the new procedure.
How I like to describe like a conventional transplant, I say it's a treatment, it's not a cure, and I feel like this is a cure.
This new procedure is currently used only for kidney transplants, but doctors say it could eventually be applied to other organ recipients. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News.